Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi! So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hello there! My name is Bartholomew J. Fancy Cat, but humans have taken to calling me Sprinkles. I am a feline of discerning taste and luxury, and I demand the very best, and I want it delivered to my door. Meowbox is a subscription service that caters to felines like myself and gives us all sorts of new treats to try, toys that entertain, and it even helps fellow animals in rescue shelters. They even personalize it for your cat's name. They still insist on calling me Sprinkles, however. What are you waiting for, human? Promo code GEEK10 and get 10% off your first subscription at meowbox.com. Now go visit meowbox.com for more information and tell them Sprinkles sent you.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to This Week in Geeks Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Friday, June 12th, 2015.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think. If she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
You guys are doing well. I am still getting over this wicked cold that I've had for about like a week and a half. Kind of wondering if it's turning into bronchitis, so hopefully I won't have a massive coughing fit during this episode. So hopefully you guys have checked out our sponsor of meowbox.com. Lovely company, love working with them. So hopefully you've got something for your little kitties. In fact, Wiley, Ayla, and Logan have pretty much been guarding me all week as I've been kind of like, well, flat on my back near dead. But hopefully your weekend is doing awesome because Jurassic World came out today. I haven't had a chance to go check that out yet. Hopefully soon. Hell, I haven't even seen Mad Max Fury Road yet. So I hope they'll get a chance to go see that before the end of the month. And I saw Pitch Perfect 2. It sucked. I feel terrible saying that, but it sucked. Anyway, what's going to be coming up in today's show? Well, we're going to be talking about the passing of several legends who've died this past week. One has a huge impact on the world of cinema, from horror to drama, and the other one had a massive impact on the professional wrestling scene. We're also going to be talking about a completely unnecessary remake, which I'm pretty sure is just going to Blu-ray and DVD. What's going on with Capcom and Mega Man? A really cool piece of casting news out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and finally, some cool science stuff that I like to talk about, and basically exploding things in space. Anyway, okay, so let's address the big elephant in the room this past week. So as you guys know, yesterday on the 11th, it was announced anyway, that legendary actor Sir Christopher Lee had passed away. You may know him as Dracula, Count Dooku, Saruman the White from the Lord of the Rings series, and many, many other roles, such as the Curse of Frankenstein. He was in the Hammer Horror series and the Mummy. He was Rasputin, the Mad Monk. He was in The Wicker Man. He was Scaramanga in The Man with the Golden Gun. he's an icon. He really is. And he always seemed very nice to his fans. One of the reasons I checked him out outside of the Lord of the Rings stuff is I can't remember who showed me. I think it was my friend Liam. He's told me that Christopher Lee did a metal album about Charlemagne. So if I can find a link to that, I'll post a link to that in the episode post here. But I've always enjoyed his work. One of the things I really enjoyed about Christopher Lee, I liked the way he delivered his lines. And I know that's a really peculiar thing to like, but as a person who appreciates voice and sound, I just loved the way he sounded so elegant and kind of regal in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and in Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith, which ultimately I like the character of Count Dooku. He's actually one of my favorite bad guys. Probably one of the most unnecessary additions to the Star Wars universe, which is rather unfortunate. Because Darth Maul, sadly, was actually kind of cooler, but Dooku was way smarter. Plus, he had that cool curved lightsaber there, which is probably in my top three favorite lightsaber designs of all time. My first being the Luke ESB, which is the Empire Strikes Back version, and then probably Obi-Wan Kenobi's from Episode probably 2 is my other favorite hilt design. So, rest in peace, Christopher Lee. You have certainly made an impact on the world of entertainment as a whole. And he actually posted a message. This was from like a year and change ago, where it's almost like he was saying goodbye, like he knew his time was running out. It was like his Christmas message from 2013. So, I don't know. 93 years old. He had a hell of a run. So many movies he did. And he will definitely not be forgotten. Okay, so moving on to the next person who passed away this week. This is rather unfortunate. Dusty Rhodes, best known as the American Dream, passed away earlier this week. Complications from a fall he suffered the other morning, and I guess things just went rapidly downhill from there. His two sons in the WWE, Cody Rhodes, who plays Stardust, and Cody Rhodes, and then Dustin, who plays Goldust, the like older Rhodes brother. Actually posted something on Facebook, and I did want to kind of share this with you guys. Yesterday, my father passed away with his four children, my daughter, and his wife of 38 years. He was our hero and the greatest father in the world. He's the reason why I am who I am today. He taught me so, so many lessons in life. He had one thing that he wanted to be, and that's was what he wanted to be forever young. Now he is. Now he is dancing with angels in heaven. He was my mentor, my hero, and a dad I strive to be like. I love you, Dad. Thank you for all the overwhelming amount of love and support. He would have been on cloud nine with us. Thank you all, Dustin Runnels. I'm not super familiar with Dusty Rhodes' career, but I know the name. I've seen some of the stuff on the WWE network with him. Plus, I've seen some of the promos he's cut with the whole Goldust and Stardust angle. I do have questions whether the WWE will kind of drop the storyline where Stardust was supposed to be shaking off the Rhodes family legacy, so to speak, and becoming Stardust from the fifth dimension and all that jazz. So I kind of wonder what's going to happen with that. But yeah, I imagine there'll be some sort of tribute at Money in the Bank, which happens on Sunday. I know me and Blanchard are going to be talking about his career when we do the next episode of Mayhem Mike, which hopefully you guys have had a chance to check out. That's the wrestling podcast I do with him after every pay-per-view, which is usually a tremendous amount of fun. We're getting a lot of really cool feedback on that on the Geekcast Radio Network. So always appreciate hearing from you guys. So once again, if you want to reach us, Mike at thisweekingeek.net or feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Always appreciate hearing from you guys. In fact, I'd love to have someone tell me what I should check out on Dusty Rhodes. I'm pretty sure there's a couple specials. I think there's a rivalry special on the WWE Network. So maybe I'll get around to checking that out in the next couple of days. But the American dream, gone, but most certainly not forgotten. Okay, moving on to, you know what, I really wish I could say this was happier news, but it's not. I would call this probably one of the most unnecessary remakes or reboots probably imaginable. So back in 1990, Ivan Reitman, the guy who did Ghostbusters, he had a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That movie is Kindergarten Cop. That's, it's not a tumor. Who is your daddy and what does he do? You know, all those kind of catchphrases. So anyway, Universal's 1400 division is remaking this. Now, the guy directing this is Michael Don Paul. And I'm actually just going to look up and see what he has done as a director. He has directed Half Past Dead, Who's Your Caddy, Lake Placid, The Final Chapter, Jarhead 2, Field of Fire, Tremors 5, Bloodline, The Garden, Company of Heroes, Sniper Legacy, and he was the screenwriter for Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, which I vaguely remember, actually. The person working with him is the screenwriter for American Pie, David H. Steinberg. So I'm a little more optimistic about that one. He has written such films as, let me see, I just want to make sure I pull this up. He did, Big Fat Liar 2, Porky's, which was the theatrical remake of the 1982 classic. He's also done Tinkerbell and the Pixie Hollows games. Let me see what else. Evidently, he wrote Puss in Boots, so I'm kind of okay with that one. He wrote an episode of The Simpsons, PayPal, in season 25, which I haven't seen that one, unfortunately. And he was also the guy who wrote the first two drafts of American Pie 2, which I actually didn't mind. He wrote the screenplay for Slackers, National Lampoon's Barely Legal, which I'm pretty sure sucked. American Pie Presents the Book of Love, and I don't think I minded that one. I think that was the sequel with, like, Stifler's younger brother who finds the love book in the high school or something. It was okay. Obviously not as good as the other ones, but that's subjective at best. So the plot summary, as it is the leading cop, the Arnold character, will be paired with an Indian sidekick named Sanjit. So instead of hunting down a criminal's ex-wife, they're going to be hunting down a lost flash drive that somehow finds its way into a kid's classroom. Hilarity will ensue. So this is supposed to debut on Blu-ray and DVD. I'm not precisely sure when. It's currently in pre-production. So it's not unrealistic to say you could see it by the end of the year. I guess my question is, motherfucking why? I don't know, just of all the movies that get remade, comedies seem to be the least successful. Now, the only comedy remake I am looking forward to, and watch me catch hell for this one, the Ghostbusters one by the Bridesmaid guy, Paul Feig or something. I'm actually looking forward to that one. I'm actually more excited for it because of Melissa McCarthy's role in Spy. I'm more excited because that movie's getting really good reviews. And if you give Melissa McCarthy a good script to work with, she is really good. However, for every Spy, you get three or four Tammys. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens with that one. But Kindergarten Cop, just why in the fuck? Then again, I think they're making a Twins 2, something like 25 years later, because, you know, we're pounding down the doors for that one. So I don't know. Now, finally, I have some good news. So Capcom, I know, strike number one, is finally doing something with the Mega Man franchise. They're actually going to be releasing something this summer for PC Xbox One and PlayStation 4, and it's going to be called the Mega Man Legacy Collection. What this is, it's the first six NES games. You also get some modes for museum mode, some kind of a new challenge thing, which will give you different gameplay elements from all six games. So, I don't know, the idea of using some of the extra items from, like, say, Mega Man 3 and Mega Man 4 in Mega Man 1 is actually kind of interesting. Or having the weapons available from different games in different games. Like, I don't know, being able to blast Air Man with, I don't know, the Skull Shield or something, or using the Cutman Blade on Woodman. That actually sounds kind of cool. I'm actually kind of excited for that, if that's what they choose to do. What they're also going to do, they're also going to give you a collection of high-res art and original concept pieces. I think it'd be cool, like, with the Mega Man Anniversary Collection that came out years ago on the Xbox and the PlayStation 2, if they gave you an episode each, if they gave you the pilot for each Mega Man cartoon, like NT Warrior, Star Warrior, even Captain and the Game Master, and then the roided out version from the 90s, or maybe give you a teaser trailer for the new Mega Man series, which comes out, I think, next year or the year after, the 26-episode series that was just recently announced. So I think that's pretty cool. I am going to try and get this, probably for Xbox One, and definitely stream the crap out of it when I do my Extra Life this year, which I do need to sign up for at some point. But yeah, I'm really excited for that. I think that's actually really, really, really cool. Next piece of news. This one, can't say I'm actually against this. I actually think this is rather smart casting. So Daredevil, the show that came out on Netflix back in April, fantastically successful. They're starting to work on season two, which means they're trying to include characters like Elektra, Bullseye's going to show up, and the Punisher, Frank Castle. The person they've got playing Frank Castle, it's not Thomas Jane, it's not Dolph Lundgren, it's not, what was the other guy? Ray Stevenson. No, it's John Berthall from The Walking Dead, Shane. And after seeing him have a little bit of fun in Exo Zombies for Call of Duty, and plus I really liked him in The Walking Dead up until he got his head blown off by Carl, I think that's really, really, really good casting. To have Daredevil, or to have the Punisher in Daredevil, because it just, it makes sense. And ultimately, if the series, if the character's well received, I would love to see a Punisher Netflix series. If you could have it sort of be like the gritty S kind of feel of like The Wire, and maybe have him just fight, you know. Well, I guess he'd be going after, like, kind of street-level thugs. And as long as the other Marvel properties acknowledge him, I think that'd be really kick-ass. I mean, I can just imagine maybe him getting a reference in Spider-Man or something like that. That could be really cool. So, in fact, one of my favorite comics, I think, is Amazing Spider-Man 127 or 129, the first appearance of the Punisher, where it shows Spider-Man on a building kind of arcing his back. Punisher's got him lined up in his, like, sights. That's one of my favorite covers of all time. I think that's tremendously fucking cool. I've always enjoyed the Punisher. I used to read the comics in the 90s. I remember getting the one issue. I think it was like the Punisher War Journal, where it had the cardboard cover, but it was all shot up, looked like bullet holes. I know Ryan Merkley, Ryan, who works on the show here, has told me about really amazing runs of the Punisher. But then there's Frankencastle, which sounds stupid, but we're going to ignore that, because it's all new Marvel in like just a few months. So I guess I'll wait and see what happens to the MCU after that. All right, so we got my last story here, and I think this is really cool. So evidently, as you guys know, stars gather in galaxies, much like us here in the Milky Way, and stars and galaxies are hundreds of thousands or millions or billions or trillions of stars with planets in thereof. However, though, sometimes during stellar development, a star, it's possible for it to get flung out of a solar system, and it might be traveling through space. This actually does happen. One unique thing that happened recently, this was revealed. These first three supernova were discovered between 2008 and 2010 using a telescope that was in Hawaii. Surprisingly, there's a lot of telescopes there because the air is really clear and there's mountains and, you know, whatever. So anyway, the cool thing about this is they thought these explosions, these supernova, were just from really faint galaxies. And a supernova, when it blows up, is brighter than the entire galaxy, very, very briefly, generating a gamma ray burst, right? So, big deal, stars explode all the time. However, what makes these ones weird is they exploded hundreds of light years away from anybody. Literally, they exploded in the stellar void. All these stars are about 300 light years from their galactic neighbor. So it's kind of cool when you really kind of think about it. Like, there's just these big voids of space. In fact, they're actually, if you want to look up something really cool, look up on Wikipedia or just on Google, type in space supervoid. And you'll see, and you'll find out about these just big patches of the observable universe that are just, there's nothing there. Not a goddamn thing. And, you know, the fact that there's stars and even anything out there is kind of amazing. In fact, to kind of go off on a little bit of a tangent, there actually was an episode of Star Trek Voyager where, going through the Delta Quadrant, Voyager encountered a void. And it took them something like 2.5 months to cross. And that means there are no stars, no nothing. You'd look out the window and you would see nothing. Sensors wouldn't detect a thing, not even space dust at that. So that's kind of cool. Just the fact that somebody was able to observe this. And they're kind of thinking that they're gonna get some more data and just kind of see what happened with these. So, I'm trying to think what they're trying to gather here. So, what they're thinking is these were likely type 1A supernova, which is when a smaller orbiting star disintegrates as its material feeds into a larger. Think of like a binary star system, kind of like Tatooine from Star Wars. And then it reignites nuclear fusion, carbon, boom, big explosion, everything dies. They think if there were planets around these stars, oh, they were so definitely wiped out. Because these stellar explosions are, well, huge, but these things can also create new nebula, stuff like that. It's incredibly cool. Like I said, seriously, go look this stuff up. I think you'll be really fascinated by it. So anyway, that's pretty much going to do it for this edition of the Nerd News Network. Once again, go check out our sponsors of Meowbox.com. I'm really happy with the way they've been doing things with us here, and I think we should get a new box in the next couple of days. Also, coming up on the show, me and Jamie are doing our E3 prediction show starting on Sunday, and then we're going to do our E3 wrap-up show probably the week after that, sort of analyzing what's happened from everything. Going to be a new botched role coming up probably tomorrow, if not very late on Saturday. And it's going to be sort of why I love Pathfinder, sort of how it got me reignited into the hobby. And then a couple weeks later, we're going to be interviewing one of the people behind the Pathfinder card game, which I recently just got explained to me, and it looks so cool. So I'll be talking about that a little bit later on. So expect more content as the summer goes on. Topic show for this month is going to be The Simpsons, talking about basically all the changes that have happened, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And should be a good time. Haven't decided what we're going to do for July yet, considering taking July as a summer vacation and just doing Nerd News and a few other little bits of content there. Just because Com Bravo's coming up, I should be announced as a guest fairly soon. Obviously, there's people bigger than me being announced. So anyway, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again real soon, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh,
my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. But I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are
you?
Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at pronobozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.